bus, no doubt, would include Brother Hutto's influencer, and no doubt some young folks already do and will say yes. And I say all that just to say that that's a problem that God Almighty. He makes sure that others touch our lives in a very positive way as we travel along our life here on earth. So back to Brother Platt for just a minute. Years ago, I had his lesson outline books in my library. I've used them several times over the years for sermon ideas and for reference, and tonight is one of those. And I wanted to give credit in that regard to someone who helped me learn a great deal almost 35 years ago now. And I was thinking back to Dustin's article where he referenced Hebrews 14, verse 7. And the writer of Hebrews said this in chapter 13, verse 7. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. We just concluded class, several of our men, on how to teach. And this was a follow-up to the workshop we had back in February before Marty Broadwell came here. Part of that class we had was what I'll call student teaching. Each of the men took a lesson from 1st or 2nd Timothy. That was our basis of study for the corner. And they presented a lesson as if they were teaching the school high school auditorium on hand. And, you know, it was an opportunity for those of us who were in there with them to give them feedback on their lesson plan and how they teach them. So it's really all about getting better at what we as men want to do. Put all that together. Paul's letter to Timothy being gracious. Handling the slaughter, and his lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he cried out for justice, he can recount his sins, for his life was removed from the earth. 34. Tell me, said the man, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Philip began this very scripture, told him. Thank you. crates, nearsighted, pointing blindness, having forgotten that he could see his past sins. So we must persevere. We also need to have the word as something that is important. Peter instructs we Christians to pray your spiritual will so that we can grow spiritually. 1 Peter chapter 2 and 3.